cloth bag around his neck. So he was worshipping these Shaivan Shivas. But actually, he would prefer to have a deity form of Krishna. One day, a rich man gave him some nice clothes and jewelry ornaments for a deity, but he didn't have a deity. He just had these Shilas which he couldn't dress. So he was a little upset about that. And then one night, he hung the deities in the bag in the tree to rest. And when he went the next morning, one of the Shilas, the Damodar Shila, had transformed into a rupi, into a form of Krishna with playing a flute with his threefold bending form. So then he could worship Krishna in the deity form. And this deity got the name of Radharama. And you can, so there's a Gopabhati made a temple in Vrindavan, Radharaman temple. Is the original deity still there? He didn't move to Kanpur, he's still there? Who's seen him? Quite a few people. So today is also the disappearance day of Ramachandra Kaviraj. There's a song that we sing in the mornings. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karam Ore. And the last part of this song is about, says Ramachandra. Ramachandra Changama Gaye. This Ramachandra is his disappearance day today. He's going back to Godhead day, you can say. So his Ramachandra's spiritual master was Srinivasacharya. Not Srivas, who is on the altar, not the Panchatattva. Srinivas, Srinivasacharya. And Ramachandra Kaviraj went to Vrindavan and he saw the six Goswamis and his spiritual master, Srinivasacharya, was also there. And he went to Vrindavan and then he came back to Bengal. He was in Mayapur. When he went the second time to Vrindavan, the Goswamis were not there anymore. They had left the world. So he was very upset and he was feeling intense separation from them. And he was meditating on Radha Krishna and then he also left the world. So Srila Prabhupada says, looking at the songbook, what Srila Prabhupada says, after the six Goswamis, the next Acharya was Srinivasacharya. And then Narottam Das Thakur was in the disciplic succession. And Narottam Das Thakur's personal friend was Ramachandra Chakravarti. Therefore he prays, I always desire the company of Ramachandra. He desires a devotee's company. The whole process is that we should pray for the mercy of the superior, the previous acharyas, and keep company with the pure devotees. Then it will be easier for us to advance in Krishna consciousness and receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. So now the verse for today. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Devam Niruktam Shiti Shabda Vitam Asam Niganat Paramanabhav Ye Avidyaya Manasa Kalpitas Ke Yesham Samuhena Krita Vishesham Evam Niruktam Chiti Shabda Vitam Evam Niruktam Chiti Shabda Vitam Evam Niruktam Chiti Shabda Vitam Bhoye.
Asanidana
Paramana Bhoye.
Avidyaya
Manasa Kalpitaste.
Avidyaya
Manasa Kalpitaste.
Yesham Samuhena Kito Vishesha.
Yesham Samuhena Kito Vishesha.
Evam Niruktam Chitisha Devritam.
Asanidana Paramana Bhoye.
Avidyaya
Manasa Kalpitaste.
Yesham Samuhena Krito Vishesha.
Evam Niruktam Chitisha Devritam.
Asanidana Paramana Bhoye.
Avidyaya Manasa Kalpitaste.
Yesham Samuhena Krito Vishesha.
Thus,
Niruktam,
falsely described. Shiti Shabda of the word earth. Ritam, the existence. Asat, not real. Nidana, from the dissolution. Parama Anava, atomic particles. Yea, all of which. Avidyaya, because of less intelligence. Manasa, in the mind. Kalpita, imagined. Te, they. Yesham, of which. Samuhena, by the aggregate. Krita, made. Vishesha, the particulars. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. One may say that that varieties arise from the planet Earth itself. However, although the universe may temporarily appear to be the truth, ultimately it ultimately has no real existence. The Earth was originally created by a combination of atomic particles, but these particles are impermanent. Actually, the atom is not the cause of the universe, although some philosophers think so. It is not a fact that the varieties found in this material world simply result from atomic juxtaposition or combination. Please repeat. One may say that varieties arise from the planet Earth itself. However, although the universe may temporarily appear to be the truth, it ultimately has no real existence. The Earth was originally created by a combination of atomic particles, but these particles are impermanent. Actually, the atom is not the cause of the universe. Although some philosophers think so. It is not a fact that varieties found in this material world simply result from atomic juxtaposition or combination. Purport. Those who follow the atomic theory think that the protons and electrons of atoms combine in such a way to bring about all material, combine in such a way as to bring all material existence into being. However, the scientists fail to discover the cause of the atom. The scientists fail to discover the cause of atomic existence itself. Under these circumstances, we cannot accept that the atom is the cause of the universe. Such theories are advanced by unintelligent people. According to real intelligence, the real cause of the cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Lord. Janma Jashayata. He is the original cause of all creation. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham Savasya Prabhava Mata Sarvam Pravartite. Krishna is the original cause. Sarva Karna Karnam. He is the cause of all causes. Krishna is the cause of atoms, the material energy. Bhumira Panala Vayu Kamana Buddhirevacha Aham Kirati Yame Gina Prakriti Astada. Which verse is this? 7:4. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 4. The ultimate cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and only those in ignorance try to find out other causes by posing different theories. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Sri Taitanya Manogistam Stapitamena Bhutale Param Rupakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukapadkamalam Sri Guru Maislavamsta Sri Rupam Sakritatam Saganavaraganatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Data Kanta Namaskrite Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Rate Vrindavan Nishwari Vishwadhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Turukyascha Vipasandubhyayavacha Akitana Paramevyo Vashnamevyo Mo Namaha Shri Krishna Taitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'll divide the discussion into four parts. First, I'll tell some history. Then, part two is setting the scene. Part three is what are they saying in this verse? And part four is what's it got to do with me? Part one, the history. At the beginning of Satya Yuga, Swayambhuva Manu and his wife, Satyarupa, were directly generated from the body of Vishnu. The body of Brahma. So Swayambhuva Manu and his wife had five children, and the most famous one is Priyavrata. He's the one that drove his chariot around the sun and behind the sun, and the grooves of the chariot made the wheels of the chariot made grooves that became the oceans, the ocean of milk and the ocean of sugarcane juice. So that story is described in the beginning of the fifth canto. And then he had a son called Agnidra. And Agnidra's son was called King. Agnidra's son. Yeah. No? Navi. And Navi and his wife, Nirudevi, they did all these austerities and sacrifices, and they prayed for a son like Vishnu. Now, we've got a problem here. There is no one like Vishnu. He's unique. But they were doing all this tapasya and austerity, and then Vishnu appeared, and he said, I tell you what, I'll come as your son. And this was Rishabdev. So Rishabdev is Vishnu Tattva. He's a very special personality. He's the supreme personality of Godhead. And Rishabdev had many sons. How many? 100 sons, and the eldest was called Bharat Maharaj. So the father of Bharat Maharaj was Vishnu Tattva. So that's the history. Then next, setting the scene. So in this, some of the stories in Bhagavatam are true stories, and some of them are fiction to tell us, to teach us something. So this one is a true story. There really was a Maharaj Ruhukana and a Jayabharat. So Maharaj Ruhukana is the king of Sindhu and Sovera, which today we call Pakistan. And he was on a long journey. He was going to Kapila Muni's ashram, which is in the Bay of Bengal. So he had to cross India at the widest point. This is long journey, and he was traveling in a palanquin, and it's not mentioned, but apart from the four palanquin carriers, he must have had some other people with him. I mean, otherwise, all you've got to do is kill the king and you have a kingdom. He must have had some soldiers protecting him. Someone must have been cooking for him. Someone must have been washing his clothes. He must have had someone looking after the horses. There must have been a whole entourage. So they're traveling like this, and then they need a new palanquin carrier. So this is Judd Barrett. So Judd Barrett is, this is the third of three births. First he was Maharaj Barrett, the king of the whole planet. And after him, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. So Maharaj Barrett, first he enjoyed household life for 1,000 times 10,000 years. Long time. And then he said, okay, that's enough, I'm off to the forest. And he was, actually he was pure devotee, he was on the level of Bhav. He renounced his whole kingdom, he went to the forest and he was worshipping Narayan, Surya Narayan. And he was, he went to Pulaha Ashram, and there's a river called the Gandaki River. And what's special about this river is that's where you find the shaligrams. So he had some shaligrams he could worship. Gandaki. And so while he was there, he got overly attached to a deer and neglected his spiritual life. And then took birth as a deer. Now he's taking his third birth as Judd Barrett. And he was born in a Brahmin family, but he decided not to interact with non-devotees. He didn't want to fall down again. He could remember his previous births. And so this time he just wanted to be fixed in devotional service. His devotional service was he was chanting in his mind, and he was always remembering Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he pretended, he acted as though he was deaf and dumb. He just didn't speak to anyone. And he did things wrong and on purpose so that people would think he was stupid. And because people thought he was stupid, they neglected him, they mistreated him even. And now he's being forced to carry a palanquin. And when the king got angry with him, he started to speak for the first time since three lifetimes. He didn't speak to a person since he was Maharaj Barrett in the kingdom. After he left his kingdom in the forest, who do you speak to? Maybe he spoke to the deer. But he didn't speak to many people, and then he was the deer, and now he's Judd Barrett. So that's the setting the scene. So what are they talking about? Part three, what they're talking about. So in this verse, that happened to my grandmother when she was old. I thought it was so stupid. So in this verse, Srila Prabhupada is saying those who follow the atomic theory. So the atomic theory is that there are atoms, and by different combinations of these atoms, you get material elements. Example, if you take two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen, and you put them together, you get water. And if you take two atoms of oxygen and one of two of oxygen and one of carbon. What do you mean? Yes, carbon dioxide. And so the scientists have identified 98 elements which occur naturally, and they put them in the periodic table. And the elements are things like gases like nitrogen, oxygen. Then there are things like carbon, copper, iron, gold, zinc. These are all elements. And by these atoms combining in different ways, you get all the variety, say the scientists. But what they don't ask is, what's the cause of the atom? Who's doing the mixing? Who's doing the cooking here? So what is the cause of everything? Janma Jashayata. the first verse of Bhagavatam, I read it. Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 1. It starts Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janma Jashaya Tombaya Adhikaratas Chate Shvapikya Svarat Tene Brahmari Gaya Adhikataye Muyantiyat Suraya Tejo Valimedamyata Kinimayo Yatra Trisato Risha Tamna Svena Sadaniras Tukuakam Satcham Param Dimahi. Translation: O my Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, of my humble obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes, of creation, sustenance, and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations. He is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. So it says right at the very beginning of Bhagavatam that Krishna is the cause of all causes. Krishna is causing everything. So why should I believe that? Oh, you can say that, why should I believe you? Who will you believe? Who will you believe? Television, internet. Most people believe television, internet. If it's in the Wikipedia, it must be true. So the first living being in the universe was Brahma. So let's see what he says in Bhagavad Gita. Let's have a word from our sponsor. Bhagavad Gita, best book in the whole world. If you haven't got one, please go and buy it from an ISKCON temple near you. And if you have got one, please read it. So in chapter 2, text 2 in the purport, Brahma says, Vishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vikaha Radhi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karna Karnam. So Brahma is saying that Krishna is the cause of all causes. There are many personalities possessing the qualities of Bhagavan, but Krishna is supreme because none can excel him. He is the supreme person and his body is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. He is the primeval Lord Govinda and the cause of all causes. So Brahma is saying that Krishna is the cause of all causes. So the material, the atoms, the protons and the electrons are all made of material energy. In Bhagavad Gita, in the one that was quoted in the purport, Bhumirapanalo Vayu 7.4, this is describes the material energy. And then in the next verse, the spiritual energy is described. Who can say verse 7.5? Say it louder. So this is describing the living entities. So the spiritual energy is the living entities, the animals, the plants, the human beings, the demigods, everything that's living, all the jivas. This is the spiritual energy and the material nature, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. That's the material energy. So these energies are Krishna's. So you might say, I'll give an example. In Mayapur we have many dogs. So what's the difference between a living dog and a dead dog? Don't say the answer. If you know the answer, put up your hand. I want to see how many people know. What's the difference between a living dog and a dead dog? See who knows? Put up your hand, see if you know. Okay, put up your hand if you don't know. And so this means everyone knows. So the difference is, one dog wags his tail and the other one doesn't. Why doesn't he wag his tail? He was wagging it yesterday. What happened? The soul left the body. The soul left the body? You mean a dog has a soul? I think he's been eating vegetarian. This kind of thing happens when people eat vegetarian. So what's the difference between a living mosquito and a dead mosquito? Nature will be telling me that a mosquito has a soul. He is a soul. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Doesn't really matter. It's the soul that makes the body live. So, what's all this got to do with me? Let's see what Prabhupada says in the purport. 10.8. Prabhupada's quoting the first line of 10.8. Who knows this verse? Aham Samasha. This is one of the verses you have to learn for Bhakti Shastri. Aham Savasha Prabhava Mata Sarvam Pravachate Iti Madhava Jante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvita. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So once we find out that all the atoms are combining because Krishna is the cause behind it, once we understand how the universe is working, then we know what we have to do. We have to ask the person who made the universe what he wants us to do, what Krishna wants us to do. What does Krishna want us to do? Four things Krishna is asking us to do. Mamana Bhagamat Bhakto Majati Mam Namaskuru Mame Vaisasi Satyante Kriti Jane Priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, pay obeisances, and worship me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Okay, so I'll stop here and I'll open up for discussion. Are there any questions? Has anyone got anything to discuss? The people who are doing the deity worship course have to be there at 9:45 so they can go. Has anyone got anything to add? There's someone. At the bottom? The bottom, at the bottom. Which of the six philosophies say that the cause of all causes is the atom? Who knows the answer to the question? Where's the technician? Can we have... Can you say something about it? Vaisheshika. What's the name of the book? Sadarshan by Sahaja Swami, a book that explains all these things. Okay, so if there are no more questions, then we'll stop here. Rajwa Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.